This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki is proposing that all flights between European Union member states and Belarus be suspended until Minsk releases dissident journalist Roman Protasevich. The Prime Minister said he would make this statement at a summit of EU leaders on Monday. EU members have expressed outrage over Sunday's incident, in which a Ryanair flight from Greece to Lithuania was diverted to Minsk and a dissident journalist on board the plane was arrested. They are due to discuss tightening sanctions already in place against Minsk at a summit on Monday evening and could also restrict ground transit links between Belarus and the EU. Morawiecki called the arrest an act of state terrorism. Lithuania's transport minister says all flights to and from Lithuanian airports must avoid the airspace over neighboring Belarus. Protasevich was a co-founder of the Telegram messaging app's Nexta channel. It played a prominent role in helping organize major protests against President Alexander Lukashenko. The Belarusian authorities have designated the channel as an extremist and leveled charges and of inciting riots against Protasevich, who could face 15 years in prison if convicted. Italy's transport minister vowed Monday to establish the cause of a cable car disaster that killed 14 people Sunday in the northern part of the country. The lead cable apparently snapped, and the cable cabin careened back down the mountain until it came off the line and crashed into the ground. The lone survivor of Sunday's horrific incident is a 5-year-old Israeli boy living in Italy. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi has made a court appearance in person for the first time since the military arrested her on February 1st. Her lawyers said Suu Kyi met with them before Monday's hearing began. She faces several charges that her supporters say are attempts to discredit her and legitimize the military's takeover. Her previous court appearances were by video link, and she could not meet with her lawyers in person. Her lawyer said Suu Kyi conveyed a message of well-being for Myanmar's people and that her political party would stand by them. They also met with Myanmar's ousted president, Win Myint, who is a defendant on some of the same charges. Members of George Floyd's family have joined activists and citizens for a march as part of events marking the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Sunday's march was one of several events planned nationwide by the George Floyd Memorial Foundation to mark the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death in the U.S. Other events in the U.S. city of Minneapolis ahead of the anniversary include a virtual day of action that encourages people to organize remotely. Tuesday will mark 1 year since Floyd, who was Black, died after former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin held his knee on Floyd's neck as he pleaded for air. Chauvin, who is white, has since been convicted of murder and manslaughter for Floyd's death, which sparked worldwide protests and calls for change in policing in the U.S. Waves of earth tremors rocked the Congolese city of Goma on Monday. The effects of the weekend volcano eruption unnerved residents still reeling from the events of the weekend when the wall of lava tore through nearby villages, displacing thousands and killed at least 15 people. The lava flow stopped a few hundred meters short of the city limits, but destroyed 17 villages on the way, blocked a main route to town, and cut the principal electricity supply. Shops briefly reopened in Goma on Monday, but many closed again as the tremors grew more severe. Indian authorities began evacuating thousands of people from coastal areas in two states on Monday as a powerful cyclone bore down on the country's east coast, the storm complicating efforts to control the COVID-19 pandemic. Cyclone Yaas, the second storm to hit the country in a week, is set to turn into a very severe cyclonic storm, according to the Indian Meteorological Department. The storm, brewing in the Bay of Bengal, will likely come ashore near the border between Odisha and West Bengal states early on Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.